Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Nun Zayin. We are holding on Daf Nun Vavam Beis. We are at the two dots, about 10 lines from the end of the page on Daf Nun Vavam Beis. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lilin Nishmas's mother, called the Basimcha Shalom. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So, what we're going to discuss today is the following: a number of trefos. We're going to talk about flipped intestines and how that will certainly kill a person and an animal for that matter, and the Gemara is going to tell a related maisa regarding a person whose intestines were at risk of being flipped and not being replaced in the normal way. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the trefos of the bone structure of the legs of an animal or a bird, and trefos related to the gidim in the legs of the animal or the bird. The Gemara is going to talk about a bird's lungs as well. There's even going to be a shita that a bird doesn't have lungs, which is hard to defend. The Gemara is then going to talk about cutting the tzomas hagidin and a dislocated yarech by an oaf, and whether that's a trefa or not, and a long discussion about that. Then on Amud Beis, in the middle of the Amud, the Gemara is going to talk about Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, and what was unique about him was that he didn't just take things at face value, he always did experiments to verify. So we're going to discuss some of the experiments that he did in order to verify things that were stated as fact. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to have five different shitos of how to test to see if an animal is in fact a trefa. Is it just a matter of how long it lives after it suffers from whatever ailment? So the Gemara is going to have five different shitos to figure out how we determine whether an animal is a trefa. So let's begin again. We're at the two dots on daf nun vav amud beis. Yatzu b'nei me'eha. So we said that if the intestines came out but they were not punctured, so then it's not going to be a trefa. So Amrav Shom Bar Yitzchak lo shanu ela shlo hipech ben. It's true that if the intestines come out and are not punctured, it will not be a trefa, but that's only if they were never inverted, they were never flipped around. Aval hipech ben, but if they were flipped around and then they were stuck back in, then trefa, then it actually will be a trefa. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says in Parshas Ha'azinu that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael that al Hashem tikum luzos am novel v'lochachem alo avicha koncha hu ascha v'yichon anecha. So what does that mean? Hu ascha v'yichon anecha melamit shabara kodesh baruch hu kononios ba'adam. Then kodesh Baruch Hu gave certain foundations in a person, and meaning in the various organs of a person, shem nepach achas man, that if any of them were to become inverted, were to be flipped around, einu yachol lichyos, then a person would not be able to live. So if the intestines come out of the person and then they become flipped around, even if they get put right back in, the person will not be able to survive. And the Gemara tells us that not everyone agrees that that's what the pasuk is referring to. Tanya, Hayra Meir Omer, Hu Ascha Veichon Anecha, Karka de Kulabe. No, it's a reference to like a city that has everything. The Knesset Yisrael is similar to a city that doesn't need to go outside of its own city limits in order to find that which it needs. So Klal Yisrael doesn't need to leave Klal Yisrael in order to find that which it needs, in order to find proper leadership and proper inspiration and proper direction. Mimenu Kohanov, Mimenu Neviyav, Mimenu Sarav, Mimenu Malachav. We will find within our ranks Kohanim and Neviim and Sarim and Malachim. The Chassam Sofer points out that it's Rashi Tevos Mishkan that is Malachim, Sarim, Kohanim, Neviim, Mikdash Hashem, Konanu Yodecha. The Mishkan was the first version of a Mikdash. So when we say Veichonanecha, it's Konanu Mikdash Hashem, is Konanu Yodecha, that they relate to one another. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Zecharia, Mimenu Fina, Mimenu Yaseid, goes on to say, Mimenu Keshas Mulchamim, Mimenu Yetze Kol Nogis Yachtav. So the Navi Zecharia is telling us that La'asad Lavo, there are going to be Malachim and Sarim and fighters, and we're not going to have to bring from other places. We're not going to have to get help in war from other nations. That Knesset Yisrael is going to be independent. We're not going to rely on American B-2 bombers or whatever it might be. That we'll have, it'll be completely independent in our ability to fight our wars and our ability to defend ourselves. There was a story of a Roman who saw a guy fall from the rooftop to the ground, and his stomach imploded and his intestines left. So the Roman wanted to be merape, this person, to heal him. And he knew that you have to be very careful in putting the intestines back, because if you flip them around or you move them around, the guy's going to die. He's not a trefa, because there was no nekev in the intestines. They've been removed. They need to be put back, but they need to be put back just so, exactly the way that they are naturally situated in the body. So how's he going to do that? So Asi Libre, he brought the son of the guy who had fallen, and he did a magic trick where he made it look like he was shechting the guy's son. So the guy's looking at this, that you're killing my kid. So Ingid, so he groaned from all the tsar that he was experiencing, because he thought he saw his son dying in front of his eyes. V'itnach, and he let out this sigh, and all the mayone and all of his intestines went right back into him, and it went back in the natural way. V'chayte l'krese, and then the Roman was able to sew up his stomach and to leave everything there. Meaning, if he were to try to replace it himself, it never would have gone back in the right places. But since he didn't try to replace it, he let it happen he caused it to happen in a natural way. That's why he was able to do it. So this is one of these cases that you have in Shas, where there's like this killing that's not really a killing, right? He looks like he's killing him, he's not killing him. Similar to the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, that Rabbah and Rabbi Zeira made a Sudas Purim together, and come Rabbah and Shachte the Rabbi Zeira, and then he was Mevakesh Rachamim the next day, and Rabbi Zeira lived. And the Marsha in Chidush HaGadol writes that it's a very, it's a davar tamua to be Mefarish Kipshuto, that Rabbah went and he shechted, he mamish killed Rabbi Zeira, so Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that he must have not shechted him mamish, but since they were over Jordan, they were having such a good time, and the pasuk says b'chol eitz of yeh moser, so he did something to bring down the level of simcha, because you're not supposed to be memalis chok piv b'olam hazeh, so he did something to bring down the level of simcha, but it was just an achizas einayim. It was similar to our sugya, that anyone who saw it would make it would look like he shechted him, and therefore everyone was sad, and then the next day he woke up the next day because he wasn't really dead the whole time. So that's the similar maisa to what's happening over here. There is a discussion in the poskim, Pnimei Halacha section of the Masifta quotes from a sefer Mishkanos Yisrael, whether you're allowed to do an achizas einayim l'tzorech refuah. He says from our sugya there's no raya that you're allowed to do an achizas einayim stam, because in our sugya it was pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to do whatever you want for pikuach nefesh as long as out of odzar gilurai shvichas damim. But what about stam achizas einayim to make people less happy because you think that the mood is out of control or something like that? So maybe if you learn like that, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Gemara Megillah is a raya. Okay, so now we move back to the technical dinim of trefos, and we're going to talk specifically about the bone structure of the legs of an animal and of a bird. Because the Mishnah had said that one of the things that are ksheros both are nishtabru ragleha, that its legs are broken. So the Gemara tells us, hahutzana di inkuri, there was a basket of birds that all had broken legs in the bottom bone of their legs, or in the middle bone of the legs, but it didn't, the bone didn't protrude, it was still covered by the skin. Dasil kame de Rava, and the Shaila came to Rava to see if they were trefos or not. Batke Rava b'tzomas hagidin. Rava checked the tzomas hagidin, the collection of sinews and veins that are between the bones of the leg, to see if they were still attached properly, and he found that all 16 gidim were exactly the way they were supposed to be. They were fully intact. Va'achsharei, and he said that's good enough. Then it's kosher, even though the legs themselves might have been broken. So Amar Rav Yidam Rav, shmutas yad. A yad, an animal doesn't really have hands in the conventional sense. Yad means the foreleg of the animal as opposed to the hind leg of an animal. So if the the foreleg of the animal is dislocated, bebehema ksheira, then the behema that would still be kosher, shmutas yarech, but if the hind leg were dislocated, bebehema trefa, then it would be trefa by a behema. Shmutas yarech ba'of, there's girsa issues over here, but shmutas yarech ba'of trefa, if the the bird only has hind legs, meaning it has wings instead of four legs, instead of the front legs, shmutas yarech ba'of trefa, the dislocation of the yarech on an oaf is going to be on a bird is going to be making a trefa. Shmutas gaf ba'of, but if the bone of the wing is dislocated, trefa chayshin shemenikva areya, because the wing is very close. The bone that's attached to the wing is very close to the lungs, and the lung is hidden in between the rib cage of the bird, and there's just this very thin layer of flesh that's in between the ribs, and when when there's a dislocation of the wing, so part of the lung will be punctured with that. Ushmol amar tibadek, and Shmuel says, you know, just assume you check and check the lung and see if there's a nekev or not. V'chinam Rabbi Yochanan tibadek, and Rabbi Yochanan also says that you could check the lung. So Chizkia amar ein rei la'ov. Chizkia says, but birds don't have lungs. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yeshla. Rabbi Yochanan says, sure they have lungs. What are you talking about? V'yeshna ka'ala shel vered. And I can tell you what color it is. It's red like a rose. Meaning it looks, it's very thin and it's red. And beinak payim, it's between the wings of a bird and it's hidden inside the rib cage so you don't see it so clearly. So my ein rei la'of, what did Chizkiya mean when he said birds don't have lungs? If he meant that they mamish don't have lungs, v'kachazina de'islay, this is something that you can check. This is something, and everyone sees that birds obviously have lungs. What do you mean it doesn't have lungs? Elo de lo mitrif bay. No, what you meant to say is that even if there's a hole in the lung, it will not make it a trefa when it comes to a bird. V'atani levi trefa shemon chacham behema kenegdan ba'of v'yaser alehen of nishbara etzemaf b'lishol nikav krum shomach. But wait, didn't Levi teach us in the Brisa that all of the trefos that you have by an animal, they likewise exist when it comes to a bird, except for by a bird, you have an extra trefa that if the bone of the skull breaks, even though the krum shel moach is not punctured, it's the bird is still going to be a trefa. And by a behema, as long as the krum shel moach is intact, it would not be a trefa. So nikva areya, which will be a trefa by a behema, obviously is a trefa by an oaf as well. So how could Chizkiya say that there's no issue of trefus in the whole of a lung of a bird? Ella Ainlo, what he meant is when he says that there's no lung for a bird, it means that there's no din of trefa in a bird's lung, lowly nafel, if it had fallen from a high place, meaning the lung is protected by the rib cage well enough that if it falls, where normally by a behema you might assume that it caused a trefa in the lung, we will not assume that it caused a trefa in the lung of a bird. V'lo lichamer, and also if it was thrown into a fire and the internal organs start to become discolored, even though you need to check the other internal organs, the lung is pretty safe. My taima, why is it that the lung is assumed to be safe and we assume that a trefa did not develop in the lung? Amrav chana, hol v'rov tzalasa meginos alaha, because the ribs are going to, the way the rib cage is situated, it really protects the lungs very well. Meaning the way the ribs themselves, the ribs have a more narrow edge and a wider side to them, and the wider side is situated in a way where it's able to protect what is inside that rib cage, and therefore it's able to protect the lungs inside of the bird. So you don't have to worry as much or at all really by a bird. If it falls or if it's thrown into a fire, you don't have to worry about its lungs. You have to worry about other parts of its body. You don't have to worry about its lungs. So ask the Gemara, that's what
Chizkiya meant that those dinim of trefos don't apply to the lungs of a bird, v'amidam Rav Yochanan, but from the fact that Rav Yochanan responded to Chizkiya, and he said, yeshlo v'yeshna ka'ala sholvered ben akpayim, where he said, what do you mean? It has a lung, and it's in between the wings, and it's inside the rib cage. So if Chizkiya just meant that if it falls, or if it gets thrown into a fire, it's not going to be a problem in the lung, so Chizkiya understood that that was Chizkiya's whole point, that yes, I know exactly where it is, and that's why it's so well protected. Why would Rabbi Yochanan act like he's disagreeing, right? I mean, what kind of machlokas is that? Rabbi Yochanan's just pointing out the obvious if that's the case. So machal de Chizkiya suffered less like. No, it must be that Chizkiya was really saying that there is no lung, that birds don't have lungs, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan had to tell him, yes, and I'll tell you exactly where to find the lung. Of course they have lungs, I'll show you where to find it. Ella Amri b'marava. So rather, you have to say what they said in Eretz Yisrael, that Mishmei de Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina midvarev shel Beribi, from Beribi's words. Beribi means the God of Adar, and Chizkiya was the God of Adar from his words. Nikar Sheinu Baki Bitarin Golden. We see that he must he's probably not a big eater of birds, because if he ate birds, he would check birds every now and then, and he would look inside in order to check for the trephus, and he would know that the bird has lungs. So obviously he's whatever. He only likes basar behema, or he's a vegetarian, or whatever. But he must not eat this kind of stuff, because meaning it's a way of saying he didn't know. He simply didn't know the anatomy of a bird that he thought that they couldn't have lungs. So the Gemara had three different interpretations of what he meant when we said that a bird doesn't have lungs. Either that a hole will not make it a trefa, but we rejected that because we said that that's beferish in the brisa, so that everything that applies to behema applies to a bird, or that you don't have to suspect trefus if it falls from a high place or gets thrown into a fire, but that's not what it sounded like from the initial conversation between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, or that birds don't have lungs, and he's just simply incorrect about that. So Amrav Huna Amrav, Shmutas Yarech Ba'of Ksheira. If the yarech of a bird becomes dislodged, becomes dislocated, it's going to be kosher. So Amalei Rab Baravuna L'Ravuna. So Rab Baravuna said to his father, how could you say in the name of Rav that if the yarech becomes dislocated, that it's kosher? For Rabbanan to asu mi pumbedisa amru, the Rabbanan who came from Pumbedisa said that Rav Yehuda Mishmei de Rav Omar Shmutas Yarech Ba'of Trefa. Same condition, same amora that they're quoting, Rav, and he said Trefa. Not Kshera. So Amalei Rav Huna said to his son, Rabba Bri Nahara Nahara Upashte, that you should know that rivers go in many directions, and sometimes they flow when it branches off. Sometimes it flows much more quickly, in other places it doesn't flow at all, because different places have different minhagim. And really, Rav holds that it's kosher, but the Bnei Pumbedisa were noeg iser, and therefore he was not matirit in front of the Bnei Pumbedisa. So Rav Yehuda, who's from Pumbedisa, since he saw that Rav was not matirit, he assumed that Rav thought it was a trefa. And that's why he paskins in the name of Rav that it's a trefa. But that's not really an accurate description of what Rav held. It was a description of how Rav was noheg not to upset the people of Pumbedisa and not to do something that was against their local practice. But that's why they were under that impression. But the MS is that Rav really holds that it's kosher, and that's why I said that Rav holds that it's kosher. So Azul Rabbi Abba Ashkel Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba de Kabadik Bitzomas Hagidin. Rabbi Abba went and he found that Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba was examining the Tzomas Hagidin, which is the place where the Gidin are all attached together, and to see if it was intact. So Amleis, Rabbi Abba said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lamele Lamar Kulehai, why do you have to bother yourself and exert yourself in checking the Tzomas Hagidin? For Rav Huna Marav Shmutas Yarech Ba'of Ksheira. But Rav Huna Marav says Shmutas Yarech Ba'of is kosher, and if the entire yarech is dislocated, the whole thing is removed, both the bone and the gidim that are attached to the bone, and nevertheless we still say that it's kosher. So for sure, if the regel is still in place and it's only the tzomas hagidim that's nital, then for sure it's going to be kosher. So what are you bothering checking the tzomas hagidim? No matter what you find, it's going to be kosher anyway. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Abba, Anamas Nisin Yadana. He said, I know a Mishnah. That the Mishnah says on Daf Ayin Vav, that we're going to have in a few weeks, that behema shenachtuchu ragleha min arkuva ulamata ksheira, that if you have a behema whose leg is cut from the arkuva and below is going to be kosher. I mean, arkuva ulamayla psula. But if it's above the arkuva, then it's going to be a treifa. Then it's going to be possible. It's going to be a treifa. V'chein shenitel tzomas hagidin. And likewise, if just the tzomas hagidin were removed, even though everything else is still in place, that's going to be a treifa. So that's why I'm checking the tzomas hagidin. V'ama ravala, and Rav said about that mishnah that it's not only about a behema. V'chein ba'of, that by an oaf as well, if the tzomas hagidin alone is removed, even though the yorech is still in place, it is a treifa. So that's why I'm checking the tzomas hagidin. The Lev Aryeh raises the question: why does Rav have to say v'chein ba'of? The Tosos writes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rav holds like Levi that all the treifas that are noagos bebehema are noagos ba'of. So why does Rav have to say that the treifa that this Mishnah identifies is also noag ba'of? Every treifa that's noag bebehema is noag ba'of, according to the teaching of Levi that we mentioned earlier. And Rav holds like that teaching of Levi. Tosos told us that Rav holds like that teaching of Levi. So the Lev Aryeh suggests that Levi was not commenting on the treif of tzomas hagidin, because the tzomas hagidin by behema is entirely different than the tzomas hagidin by an oaf, because by behema there are only three gidin, so and you need the majority of them to be nifsak, whereas by an oaf there are 16 gidin, and if one of them is nifsak, it's a treifa. So they're entirely different. The whole structure, the whole makeup of the tzomas hagidin is entirely different, and mimela, it's not an automatic that just because a problem of nifsak tzomas hagidin by a behema, that the same thing is going to apply to an oaf, because you wouldn't even know how to apply it to an oaf, because it's an entirely different anatomy of the tzomas hagidin when it comes to an oaf. So anyway, where are we holding? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba asks Rabbi Yirmiya, ihachi, meaning, okay, so you just showed me that Rav holds that tzomas hagidin is going to be a problem and you need to check it by an oaf. But then kasha d'rav ad-rav, meaning my point still stands, that Rav said that if the entire yarech was removed, it's going to be kasher. So how does that make any sense? That if the entire yarech with the tzomas hagidin, with everything, it's removed, it's going to be kasher. But then you're proving to me that Rav holds that's a problem with the nechtach tzomas hagidin, and it's going to be treif. How do you reconcile those two things? So Ishtik, Rabbi Yirmiya did not respond. He was quiet. So it sounds like Ishtik implies you don't say that someone is shasak if he didn't have anything to say. Ishtik means that it's an active shtika, that there was something to say, but he was holding back. He dafka didn't say that which he wanted to say. That's what Tosos and Nida says that a lot of times when you have Ishtik, it's simply that for whatever reason he didn't want to give a tshuva. So Rabbi Abba said to Rabbi Yirmiya, Dilma Shani La Ben Shmuta L'Chatucha, meaning it was like the Rebbe telling the Talmud, you say, tell me an answer. What do you think the answer is? Sometimes you ask a question, you challenge the questioner to think of the answer. So he says, oh, well, maybe there's a difference between that which is dislocated and it's kosher, even if the entire regal is dislocated, versus severed. When it's severed, when it's chatucha, the tzomas hagidin alone being chatucha would make it a treifa. So Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiya said to Rabbi Abba, va'at mefrash t'shmaitzei t'rav, you think you yourself have come up with this teaching, that's what Rav was thinking, that this chiluk is correct. Beferish amarav shmutuk sheru chatucha psula. I mean, you're having to exactly what Rav said. That Rav made that exact chiluk va'al tatama, and you shouldn't wonder about this. That it's not mistaver, because the svara is that if the whole thing was dislocated, I would have thought the bird is a more damaged animal than if just the tzomas hagidin were severed and the rest of the yarech were still intact. No, don't wonder about that, because you can't compare trefles to one another. Just like if you cut an animal or a person or anything, any living being in one place, it will die, and you cut it in another place and it's going to live, even though the slice in one place may be bigger, but it's not in a place that's severed a major artery or something, whereas a tiny slice in a different place could kill somebody or something. So you cannot compare. So you're right, Misvara, you would say, oh, it's a much bigger thing that happened to the animal if the entire yarech was nital. Yeah, but that, where as opposed to the tzomus hagidin alone being nechtach. But that's just the way the anatomy works. That sometimes there are certain parts of the anatomy that are more sensitive and sustain life more than other parts of the anatomy. Kisalik Rabbi Abba, when Rabbi Abba went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rabbi Zera, he found Rabbi Zera because Rabbi Zera had preceded him in Eretz Yisrael. They were both from Bavel, but they both made Aliyah. So Rabbi Zera went first, and then Rabbi Abba came afterwards. The Yosef Ka'amar, and he saw that Rabbi Zera was teaching that Amrav Unamrav Shmutas Yarech Ba'ov Trefa, that if the Yarech is dislocated on a bird, it's a Trefa. So Amalei, Rabbi Abba said to Rabbi Zera, Chaye Demar, Miyoma De Salik Mar Lahacha, after you went, you moved to Eretz Yisrael, Havlon Piskon Kamed Rav Huna, we had the opportunity to discuss the dinim of Shmuta Sayarech with Rav Huna, Vishilnei, and we asked Rav Huna what the din is of Shmuta Sayarech, of a dislocated Yarech. Va'amar lunch mutas yarech ba'ov k'shera, and he said that it's kosher. And Rabbi Abba said va'ashkachte nami Rabbi Yirmi Baraba diyosuf v'kapadik b'tzomus hagidin. And one time we found that Rabbi Yirmi Baraba was examining the tzomus hagidin to determine whether the bird was a trefa or not. Va'akshile, and I asked Rabbi Yirmi Baraba lo sover lamar hadam Ravuna Marav shmutas yarech ba'ov k'shera. Don't you hold like Ravuna Marav that shmutas yarech ba'ov is kosher and kol shekein the tzomus hagidin alone? If there's damage to it, then it's going to be kosher. And Amar Li, and we're repeating the previous conversation, Amar Li and Rabbi Yirmi responded to me, Anamas Nisan Yadana, what do you want me to do? It's a Beferish Mishnah. Behemish Nechtchu Ragla, Menarkuva Lamat Ksher, Menarkuva Lamat Psula, V'chein Shanitel Tzomas Hagidin. That if the Tzomas Hagidin is removed, that a behema, it's a on a behema, it's a trefa, V'amar Rav Allah V'chein Ba'ov. And Rav said that the same is going to be true by a bird. So what do you want me to tell you? He said that if the Tzomas Hagidin is severed, then it's a trefa. So I said back to Rabbi Yirmiya, I hachi kasha derav adarav. Right, this should sound familiar. This is exactly the conversation. He's just repeating the conversation. That if so, it's a stira in Rav, because Rav Huna said in the name of Rav that shmuta se yarech ba'ov is kasher, that the entire yarech being removed, it's going to be kasher. And you're telling me that a problem with the tzomas hagidin, which is one small area, that that's going to make it a trefa in the name of Rav? So ishtik, Rabbi Yirmiya didn't respond. Va'akshilei, and I asked Rabbi Yirmiya, v'dil mishani le l'rav, bein shmuta l'chatucha. Then I suggested, since Rabbi Yirmiya didn't answer, that maybe there's a difference between shmuta v'chatucha, that if it's shmuta, even the entire yarech being shmuta, it's going to be kosher. But chatucha, even just on the tzomas hagidin, is going to make it a trefa. V'amali, and Rabbi Yirmiya said to me, v'at mefarashta shmaitei d'rav, beferish amirav shmuta k'sher chatucha psula. Now what you're saying is not your own teaching. This is what Rav himself said. You were mechavi to exactly what Rav himself said. So after Rabbi Arba finished telling Rabbi Zera this whole conversation that happened in Bavel after Rabbi Zera had left, meaning you missed an unbelievable conversation about Shmutas Yarech Ba'ov. He got excited about Chul and Daf Nun Zayin. He said, you missed this amazing conversation about Shmutas Yarech Ba'ov. And after you made Aliyah, so v'atma biyadcha. So now, do you have anything to add to that? Do you have something to tell me that could add more detail to that conversation that I just repeated to you? So Rabbi Zera said, "Hachi Amar B'chia Barashi Amarav Shmutas Yarech Ba'ov Treifa." That Shmutas Yarech Ba'ov is a trefa, that the entire yarech being dislocated makes it a trefa. V'chein am Rabbi Yaakov Aridi am Rabbi Yochanan, shmutas yarech ba'ov trefa, that it's not, like we've been saying in the name of Rav, that it's kosher. V'am Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, il mali havi Rabbi Yochanan ba'asra da'uru ba'chavravasa le'hatera, if Rabbi Yochanan would have been in the place where the chaverim, where his colleagues were matir, lo parkis, he would not have been able to say anything, even to make a move to aser it, because the people who were matir it were really, really big people, and if he was there, he would have been terrified to argue on them. He wouldn't have moved. The Gemara is using poetic using expressions that relate to animal. Lo parkis is like mefarches, means like after you shecht an animal, it jumps up and down a little. So lo parkis, he wouldn't have moved. He wouldn't have budged. Normally, I don't think we use use that terminology when describing a person, but we're in Eilu Trefa, so that's how that is the terminology you use. Dam Rabbi Chanina Amar Rabbi Shmutas Yarech Ba'ov Ksheva, that Shmutas Yarech Ba'ov is kosher. V'tarnagolas Hosel Rabbi Chanina Shnishmuta Yarech Shola, and there was a Tarnagolas that belonged to Rabbi Chanina that had this problem of Shmutas Yarech Ve'avil Lefnei Rabbi, and they brought it to Rabbi Vihitirala when he said that it's kosher. Umalacha Rabbi Chanina salted it to preserve it. V'avimori Ba'halacha L'talmidim, and he used it to teach halacha to the Talmidim. He would show them this Tarnagolas, and he would say, you see this Shmutas Yarech? Zehitir li Rebbe. And he would teach them that this is, someone sent me yesterday, Aaron Twersky sent me a picture of Rabbi Belsky sitting in a Torah V'das classroom with like blood and guts all over the desk. He was teaching Eli Trefa, so he was showing this is a lot, this is a, that was Rabbi Belsky's thing. So he would, that was the thing. You wouldn't just teach the halachos, you know, like we do it now, you know, like we're doing it here. They would actually bring an animal and they would show this. So Baruch Hashem, we have pictures in the art school and in the Masifta, so we don't need to have we don't need to mess up our carpet, right? So we're able to see what it looks like, right? That's the legend of the Heluga Korkovan that you know you learn in the books, and then someone was actually shown, I forget the whole story, but someone was shown a Trefa Shaila, Baruch Ber or something, was shown a Trefa Shaila, and they said that's the Korkovan, the Heluga Korkovan, as if it's in Himmel somewhere. No, it's part of an animal. You just need to know the anatomy of the animal. Anyway, we don't pask in the Maisa like all of these things that they were like all of these teachings that they were matter the Shmutas Yarech Ba'of Eloki Ha. We pask in like the following that Shmutas Yarech Ba'of is a trefa. So the Gemara brings a Maisa. The Gemara brings the Shita that answers it. The Shal Rabbi Yosef ben Nahorai es Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yosef ben Nahorai asked Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Kideras Kana, if the Kana is missing a piece, like there's a cutout in the Kana, Bekama, how large of pieces does it have to be missing in order for it to be a trefa? So Amalur Shimon Levi said to Rabbi Yosef ben Arai, Mishnah Shlema Shaninu, it's a Mishnah we had a few days ago, that Ad Ki Isar Heitalki, that a size up until an Isar Heitalki is still going to be kosher, once it's an Isar Heitalki, it's going to be a trefa. So Amalur Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Shimon Levi, Fala Rachalach HaSaisim Shkunaseinu, we had a case of a sheep in our neighborhood, Sheniktar Kana Shala, that had exactly this problem, that there was a cutout of its Kana, Vasla Krumen Shal Kana, and they took it over here. Kana means, the word Kana in this line means a reed, so they patched it up with a reed. They took a cut of a reed and they patched up the kana of the animal, the chaisa. And that was, they did surgery and they fixed it and he lived. So you see that it's not a trefa. So Rabbi Shimon Levi said to Rabbi Yossi, Valdo at samich, you're going to rely on that, the fact that it seemed to recover. But that's not a right to anything, because everybody knows that Shmutas Yarech Ba'of is a trefa. Everybody knows. We just had a whole discussion. Everybody knows Shmutas Yarech Ba'of is a trefa, and nevertheless, Tarnagol says that Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta Shnishpli Yarech Shala, and Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta had a Tarnagolas that it suffered from this exact ailment. Vasilas Shvaferish Alkana, and again they used a piece of a reed to repair it. V'chaisa, and it lived. Elamayis Lachlemer, what are you going to have to say? Tachshem Asur Chodeshava, it lived, but it was still within 12 months. So everyone got all excited that it recovered. It didn't really recover. It was just it had a temporary recovery. So over here also with this cutout in the kana that they managed to repair, they repaired it well enough that it was able to live another few months. But it was all b'toch shnei masur chodesh. Amar lav Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta sha'askan b'dvarim haya. Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta was said to be someone who enjoyed experimenting with things. He didn't just take things at face value. He would experiment to verify. Va'ya'os davar lahotzi milibo shel Rabbi Yehuda, and he did that which would be able to convince Rabbi Yehuda of something. Rabbi Yehuda had said that if some of the tiny feathers that warm the bird, that are right near the wings of the bird and protect the body of the bird, if some of those are removed, then the bird is going to be a trefa because it will get too cold, it's not going to be able to survive. So Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta had such a tarnagolas, and he wanted to prove that it can recover and that it's not a trefa. Micha betanur. So he put it inside the oven to keep it warm. Vitala ala bimatl shel tarsim, and he used the mat that coppersmiths would use, which apparently had some natural warmth to it. It was a mat made out of leather, and little shavings of copper would end up on it, so it had this natural warmth to it. And he wrapped the bird with that instead of its natural feathers to protect its warmth. He used this artificial way to keep it warm. V'gidlo knafayim ha'achronim yosem and arishonim. And during that time period that it was wrapped in this bandaging, the wings grew back, the feathers by the wings grew back, and they grew back stronger than they were originally. So you see that it's able to recover. So he did this whole experiment. He was a guy who did experiments. So he did a whole experiment to prove Rabbi Yehuda wrong. So it says more of Dimuk Sav Rabbi Yehuda Treifa Mishpachas, but maybe Rabbi Yehuda just holds that it's not a riot to anything. Sometimes it can get better and stronger and look better and stronger, but it's still the treifa. So imkay b'midi de mitrufa ba higdilo kanafayim achronim yosem and arishonim. So no. Even if you'll treifa mishpachas, that would mean that maybe the overall health picture of the animal could look like it's getting better even after it suffers a wound that would make it a treifa. But on the area where it got wounded, that makes it a treifa. On the very organ, the very limb that makes it a treifa, that would never be mishpachas. So if these feathers grew back stronger than they ever were before, it's a raya that it's not a treifa. So says Gemara, my askan bedvarim. So we said this, that we made this like sweeping statement about Rabbi Shimon Chalafta's personality, that he was an askan bedvarim. What makes him an askan bedvarim? So, I mean, what do you mean, what makes him an askan? We just said, he did this whole experiment. So Gemara said, nah, everyone would have to do that. Yeah, that's paskening a halacha. In order to paskening a halacha, you have to know the mitzvahs. So you got to deal with them. That wouldn't make him an askan bedvarim. An askan bedvarim means he does something that's not nogea to the halacha, but he just wants to verify other things. That's how some of the Achronim understand that the Gemara's question, because after all, we just said it. Rashi says different. Rashi says, one time doing an experiment doesn't make you an askan bedvarim. So we only showed one experiment. I want to see more experiments that he did in order to know that he's an askan bedvarim. So Rav Mishashi Adichsiv, because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Leichal Namala Atzel, lazy person should go look at an ant. Look at how an ant behaves and you'll become wiser. Asherin Lakatzin There's no taskmaster on an ant, and tachin b'kayitz lachma, and it still prepares all of its food in the summertime, and it doesn't steal from its friends in the wintertime because it already put away enough food. So Amar Ezelachzi Ivada Yudalesa Malka. So he said, I wonder, is that true that ants don't have a king? There's nobody in charge in the whole community of ants. There's so many of them. How do they function without a king? So Azal B'Tkufas Tamas, he went out in Tkufas Tamas. Not a coincidence. Tkufas Tamas, I think, was this week. So he went out in Tkufas Tamas. Parsi the Glime Akina de Shum Shumani, and he spread over a shade over an ant hole, over a place where ants were living. One ant came out, take a peek, see what was going on. Ants like the shade, they don't like the sun. So itnach be simana. So he marked that ant somehow to be able to tell which one. I guess he painted it or something, to be able to tell which ant had come out to see what was going on. All amaluhu nafal tula. So that ant went back and told all of its friends that there's shade outside. It's safe to come outside. Nafkuvasu. So all these thousands of ants come outside. Dali leglime. Then he removes the shade when they come outside. Nafal shimsha. They come right into the sun. Nafal levikatle. And all the other ants murder that one ant that had come out. He knew which one it was because he had marked it. So he knew that they had murdered that ant that had come out to tell them that everything was safe. So Amar Shmami lesu malka. He says, taka. They don't have a melech. How do I know they don't have a melech? Because any place that has a melech, you got to get reshus from the melech before you kill them, before you execute somebody. And they executed their friend, and it didn't take much time. They must have not asked permission for it. So Amalei Ravacha Breid Rav L'Ravashi. Ravacha Breid Rav says Ravashi, V'dil Mamaka Hafa B'dayim. Maybe there is a melech. And there are other ways to explain how they quickly murdered this ant friend of theirs. Inami Hamra D'Malka Hafa Nikiti. Maybe this was the law, that if anyone misleads you, about the shade and the sun, you don't have to ask Rishus from the Melech. Inami, or alternatively, Bein Malka l'Malka Hava, maybe they were in between kings. We know from Sefer Shoftim what happens when there's no king in Klal Yisrael, that everyone is Isha Yashar Bein Avyasa, everyone just does what they want. So you have to rely on Shlomo HaMelech's Ne'amanus. If Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei that you could trust the ants, that you can learn from the ants that they don't have a melech, you got to trust Shlomo HaMelech. Amar Rav Huna, similar trefa shemas rechodesh. The way to tell if an animal became a trefa is if it could survive 12 months, it's not a trefa. So Meisvei, the Gemara says, but there are a whole bunch of other teachings of what indicates a trefa. Similar trefa called Sheni Oledes, if it can no longer give birth, is a trefa. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, a mishpachas v'alachas biyadua sheik sheira. If its overall health improves, then it's kosher. Misnavna v'alachas, if it deteriorates, biyadua sheik trefa. Rebbe Omer, similar trefa shloshim yom, that if it survives 30 days after the suffix trefa happens, then you know it's a trefa, it's not a trefa. Amrulova, lo harbi miskaim ushtayim shloshanim. So what are you talking about? There are many that survive for 2 or 3 years. So there are 4 shittos in the brisa. So what is a simon shel trefa? None of them are like Rav Huna, that it's 12 months. So says Mar Tanoihi. It's in fact a machlokes Tanoim. And there is a Tana that holds like Rav Yehuda. Titania, because the Brisa tells us, Uval Gulgola Sheishba Nekavechad Aruch, Vafilu Nekavim Harbe, Mitstarfim Lulam Kadech, that the size of a drill hole in the skull is enough to take away from the capacity of that skull to be Metame Ba'ohel. Ramar Biosi Ben Amshulam, Maisa Ba'anbul Be'echad Shemtachtu Gulgalto, Vosso Chiduk Shal Kruya, they took a piece of a gourd to fix the skull of the chaya, and the guy survived. That's a raya to anything. He survived the summer. He didn't survive the winter. But you see, you got to go through a whole cycle, a whole year, 12 months, in order to be able to determine whether he was a trefa or not. The halacha is that a trefa can be a ledus and a trefa can be mashpachas, and therefore we don't pass like those two criteria of what a trefa is and isn't. Okay, but from tomorrow, we'll pick up at the bottom line of Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. I'm not going to give the Daf Shir on Sunday. On Sunday afternoon, I'll give Monday's Daf Shir, and Alicia will pick up on Sunday morning going forward. Thank you.